Hare Krishna. So till now we have seen that Krishna and Arjuna are there on the chariot. And Arjuna, after seeing all the relatives in front of him with whom he is supposed to fight, he became completely bewildered. He was overcome by compassion. He was moved by a lot of emotions. And he spoke verse number 28, 29 and 30. And we saw the symptoms of anxiety and fear and depression in Arjuna. So in verse number 28, 29 and 30, Arjuna is speaking out of emotion. A lot of emotions are overflowing. Now, the verses that we're going to see after this, all those verses, Arjuna is speaking intellectual stuff, intellectual arguments he's placing in front of Krishna. So let's see verse number 31. And now we're going to the second argument of Arjuna. Verse number 31 goes like this. Nacha shreyo nu pashyami hatva svajana mahave nakangshe vijayam krishna nacha rajyam sukhani cha. Here Arjuna is saying, Nacha shreyo nu pashyami, anupashyami. Foreseeing. Oh Krishna, I'm not able to foresee anything good. Nacha shreyo. I'm not seeing anything good. No shreya I'm seeing. So if suppose he's asking, from what? What are you talking about? Hatva svajana mahave. Hatva, after killing my own relatives in this fight. Ahave. I don't think there is any good that is going to happen. But then Krishna is saying, Are Baba, if you fight, only when you fight, what will happen? You will get kingdom, you'll be victorious, you'll be famous all around. So Arjuna's reply, Nakangshe, I do not desire. Oh Krishna, I do not desire. What? Vijayam, victory. Rajyam, kingdom. Sukhani, happiness. Oh Krishna, I don't desire. Vijayam, victory. Kingdom, happiness. Now this is what Arjuna is talking about. Now, let's understand the deeper meaning of this verse. There are lots of things that we can analyze here. Reading from the purport of Srila Prabhupada, Arjuna is reluctant even to kill his enemies, let alone his relatives. He thinks that by killing his kinsmen, there would be no happiness in his life, and therefore he is not willing to fight. Now just listen to this analogy, amazing analogy that is given. Just as a person who does not feel hunger is not inclined to cook. With this analogy, we'll understand what is the flaw in this argument of Arjuna. So like for example, in a house, so a mother having two kids and obviously husband, so staying in one house. And one day she is not hungry and she says, I'm not hungry, so I'll not cook. How about that? This is exactly what Arjuna is doing. Like that mother, that lady who did not understand her responsibility of cooking for her children and husband. Similarly, Arjuna is forgetting his responsibility as a king to protect his citizens. And he's saying, I do not see that I'll get any happiness from this. I'll not fight. This is the flaw in the argument. Why? A person who is on the leadership position, he should forget his own happiness and enjoyment, and he has to take care of his subordinates, which Arjuna is not doing through this argument. Now, another important thing that we have to understand is, see, Arjuna is a Kshatriya. Kshatriya, king, administrator. So here, a very nice thing that is given about Kshatriya's livelihood, or how can Kshatriya sustain. As a Kshatriya, he requires a kingdom for his sustenance. So any king, he needs some kingdom. That's what is the fight all about. Duryodhana didn't give any kingdom for these people to rule. So this fight started. So the kingdom is very much needed for their sustenance. Because the Kshatriyas cannot engage themselves in any other occupation. Kshatriyas cannot do anything apart from this. But Arjuna has no kingdom. Arjuna's sole opportunity for gaining a kingdom lies in fighting with his cousins and brothers and reclaiming the kingdom inherited from his father, which he does not like to do. So it's very clear. Arjuna does not want the kingdom now. After arranging such a huge fight for a kingdom, he's saying, I don't want a kingdom. Nacha Rajyam, he's saying, I don't want any kingdom. Then suppose if the question is asked, okay, what are you planning then? If you don't want kingdom, if you're not fighting, then what are you planning? He considers himself fit to go to the forest to live a secluded life of frustration. So suppose a Kshatriya who is supposed to rule the entire kingdom, if he goes to forest, what will happen? He remain frustrated. He'll surely remain frustrated all the time. So here Arjuna's argument of Nacha Rajya and Nacha Sukha, so all these arguments that he is giving, that I don't want victory, I don't want Rajya, that is kingdom, I don't want Sukha, happiness, is not a proper argument. Because he is a leader. Here is the learning for all of us. All of us will be there in some leadership position. Either at home, that is father and mother, they are leaders for the kids. In the office, as team leads, managers or whatever. In the society as a whole, setting a good example, so we might be some leader there. So at every place, a leader is expected to sacrifice his own comforts, to give pleasure, to take care of his or her own subordinates. This is very, very important. This is what Bhagavad Gita is teaching here from this verse. In a leadership role, we have to sacrifice. We cannot think of enjoying and being always in comfort zone. So anyone who is aspiring to be a leader or anyone is already on a leadership position, any discomfort coming to that person while helping other subordinates, that person should be okay. Like for example, a mother, when she has a newborn baby. So newborn baby in the cradle is crying mid of the night. Now mother is sleeping peacefully. Now suppose she decides that, are again this person started crying, let him cry, I'll sleep, I cannot disturb my sleep. The child will die maybe. How will that child grow without mother's sacrifice? Similarly, without leader's sacrifice, no subordinate can grow. Right? So this is what we learn, you know, from this particular shloka. Now he said that, I don't want victory, I don't want kingdom, I don't want happiness. Why? That he's going to answer in the next few shlokas. Let's see that tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.